Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Jim in Indiana, an on-duty police officer. We're going to him right now. And we're going to go to Scott, Fernando, Jim, and others. We're talking about Homeland Security, another 750 million rounds, 250 last year, 450 million this year, and now another 750 million. That's 1.4 billion in the last year. 1.4 billion, 40 cal. I mean, that is like more than an army buys for, you know, a giant war. I mean, it's an arms buildup against the American people by the crooked banksters that have taken over and who've got all these freaks working for them at the Department of Justice, who are so freaky, I can't even, I mean, it's just, they're nuts, they're loons. Let's go to Jim in Indiana, who's on duty. So what's your take about the open announcements of re-education camps, gun confiscation drills by the Army, all the documents, it's even in mainstream news, the Army preparing for war with the Tea Party, saying they believe the Tea Party is going to link up with Al-Qaeda. What's your take on that?
Well, it's an absolute outrage. I mean, I agree with everything you say about it.
Well, I mean, it's Alice in Wonderland, too. Do any police you know, are they buying this? Or are they concerned?
Well, you know, it's like the guy in Washington said, you know, most of the younger guys aren't getting it, and they're probably going to go along with this nonsense. But guys that have been around for a while are starting to figure it out. But for the most part, if you talk to people and they think you're nuts, you know, when you bring up stuff like this. But more and more guys are waking up, especially the older guys.
Well, I mean, what are hundreds of mobile checkpoint pillboxes for? What are 1.4 billion rounds of 40 cal for?
Well, here's a question for you. Why did my department issue me a federal ID card?
I mean, well, there you go.
Card that says on the back of it, it's got an RFID chip with my picture on the front of it. And on the back of it, it's got the USC code warning that if we tamper, destroy, whatever, we're liable for federal criminal penalties. It's nonsense. I won't even carry it.
Well, that's because, I mean, you know, it's the threat fusion centers. They're spraying for West Nile virus because there's been two cases in Dallas. It's nothing. It's like the flu. They're spraying the city with it, and I'm watching the news, and I see them turn around, and they say Homeland Security. I mean, they're over everything. I had a call last week about it. I looked it up. Homeland Security is involved in CPS cases and cases of swap meets selling copyright-violating T-shirts. I mean, they've got TSA, sir, all over the country now just showing up running checkpoints that are illegal for you to run, and you're a sworn bonded peace officer, and they're just goons.
I have any part of it. Are you familiar with Muscatatuck Urban Training Center in southern Indiana?
Yes.
The last 3 weeks they've been running drills, and they talk about natural disasters, this, that, and the other, but their biggest drill last week was an atomic explosion in the United States.
Yeah, well, I look into these guys' minds because I've followed them so long, and it's really uncanny because I know what's in their cards. I don't know what they're going to play next, but they've really hyped the nuke. Can you imagine the power grab they're going to have if they set off a nuke and claim the Tea Party did it?
No, but down there at this place, the federal government's put in millions and millions and millions of dollars, and I know somebody that was down there last week that was in EMS, and she was telling me about the atomic explosion. She said, you couldn't believe it. They had cars up in trees and all kinds of nonsense. I mean, it was, but yet this is supposedly for natural disasters and whatnot training. But they're,
well, that's always the cover. Go ahead.
They got a website. If you look at their website, they talk about this 3 week training thing, and they've had like 9,000 military shipped in from all over the country just to train them with police, EMS, and fire.
Yeah, well, they use the threat of that to merge the military and regular army, and they're federalizing the police. But again, the federal government itself has been taken over by foreign banks, and the foreign banks brag about that. Good to hear from you. Appreciate you calling in. We're going to go now to Scott, Fernando, Jim, and others. Back in 3 minutes, I'm Alex Jones of PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All over the United States, police are being issued, as we just heard an active on-duty police officer talk about, but it's in the news, these federal ID cards. And if you haven't gotten them, you will soon. They've got CIA involved locally, illegally. They are putting regular Army and Marines all over the streets. The Secretary of the Army is calling for it. And the Chicago Tribune and others are reporting that the five U.S. megabanks, of course, this is the sixth European consortium, have been ordered to prepare to prevent collapse. But really, it's prepare for collapse when you actually read what's going on there. Again, Army training manuals, saying re-education camps, war with the Tea Party. They're projecting civil unrest led by the Tea Party, linking up with Al-Qaeda out of Mexico. That's like saying Jesus Christ knelt to the devil out in the desert and accepted. I mean, it's the opposite. I mean, who believes that the Tea Party is going to work with Al-Qaeda? How long did I tell you that would be what they'd say? I know these people, okay? I mean, it's not hard to look at Big Sis to know what she's like. And then it all comes out with you. I mean, these are crazy people. And they want to start a civil war. I mean, they're nuts. Obama's top economic advisor was John Corzine, the former governor of New Jersey. And he made 40-1 bets with other people's bank accounts that his company controlled on the stock market. I mean, these criminals go do crazy stuff is And I've studied history, and now it's not even studying history. I'm going to your calls. They admit that they're gearing up for war with us and training. And it's in the movies. It's everywhere where the gun-owning, conservative, libertarian Christian is the enemy. They've got an ABC News show coming out called Founding Fathers, where Texas gun owners are criminal scum who abuse their children. It's always the same MO. And people sit there watching this, believing that if you're a Christian gun owner, you're planning to nerve gas New York. I mean, it's in all these shows. It's all, and then people sit there and watch this. The lowest crime rate out there is white women, then Asian women, then white males. But they say on the news the white male's the most dangerous because they're just going to flip it from Al-Qaeda, that they get all the white males to get behind giving up their liberties to fight when Al-Qaeda's run by the globalists. This was always the plan, and now it's public. Okay, who's up next here? We've got Sheriff Scott, then Fernando, then Jim, and then Steve in Montana. We're going to go to all of you. But if you just joined us, 1.4 billion rounds of ammo. Paul Watson's article deals with 450 million rounds of 40 cal and 750 million rounds. That's not all of it. We've got links to the PDF of the purchase order. It's a million of this, a million of that. I mean, it is just, and some say they're doing this to buy up the ammo, because you can't get most of these ammos they list now at basically any price. So they are going, maybe that's how they're keeping us from getting bullets. Because we're buying 2, 3, 4 million guns a month. And don't forget the, I mean, look, I'm not for violence, but it is a counterbalance. That's why we have the Second Amendment. Is if the government did get taken over, as it has now, and they try to carry out these type of crimes, you got to defend yourself. Let's go to Scott, who's a sheriff listening in Pennsylvania. Scott, what is your take on the armored pillboxes, the checkpoints, the regular army on the streets, the talk of everything collapsing? Why during a collapse would you need 1.4 billion rounds of ammo? I mean, that's enough to kill everybody four times.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Your sources are saying there's going to be a collapse in October.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up bad. No, I'm not saying everything's going to collapse in October. Our police and military sources and everything we see, the globalists create jump points where they're looking at something in a frame. They may unlock the trigger and go with it, or they may lock it back up. But late October, early November is when a lot of our sources are being told, get ready for something incredible. But the globalists were saying it was something big would happen after the Olympics. I said, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it was later confirmed that the security firm was saying get ready for something big. But they do that to get everybody to line up and do what they're told.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, you fear-mongered the whole Olympics ordeal and, you know, nothing happened, and now it seems like you're fearing up the whole October ordeal and trying to jump over what you've said in, you know, the past weeks about the Olympics.
Yeah, what you're doing is engaging in a straw man situation. But go ahead and say whatever you want about me, and then I'm going to respond. I mean, okay, put him on hold for a minute because his phone's bad, and I'll go back to him in a second because I want to be able to respond. I was saying, go ahead, sir. I hope to heaven I've been fear-mongering, and this doesn't happen, okay? I am absolutely blown away by what you just said, and I'm tired of this meme, you know, this talking point. I had a guest on who's a TV producer. He later released his name, who had already been in local TV and newspapers, who did go get a job with a big security firm, and who said that there's no real security, and they're telling him there will be an attack. I got him on, and I said, just because they're telling you that doesn't mean this is the case. A few weeks after we broke all this, we didn't really break it. We had him on, but broke it internationally. It had already been in the news there. They came out, and they said, yeah, it's true. Horrible security shambles. People can bring anything through. So that's what happened there. You know, I told you in 2007 that, because I had former top CIA analyst Ray McGovern on, that they were planning to stage a Gulf of Tonkin with ships attacking our own ships. It came out in New Yorker magazine. Two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Cy Hirsch confirmed. Cheney at that time wanted Navy SEALs to attack our own ships. They said no. Admiral Fox Fallon basically had to resign because he refused the orders. We've had several heads of CENTCOM, several chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff come out and behind the scenes stop the Iran war. 888, we almost had nuclear war with the Russians, that whole Georgia thing. Sir, I told you years ago they would put TSA on the streets. I saw them say it on C-SPAN. I broke all this down. I said that, of course, the leadership of Penn State was involved in a pedophile ring. It's now in the Daily Mail and other newspapers. Okay? I have had the police officers on and others who were there and saw the feds bomb Oklahoma City. So I understand it's scary for you to hear this type of info. 1.4 billion rounds of 40 cal have been purchased in the last year. That dwarfs anything ever imagined. I can read to you the news articles where regular Marines are running checkpoints from Tennessee to California. I've had the state reps on and read the governor's statement where the military tells them we're going to do what we want. And then, I mean, no one can deny. I told people 15 years ago, the NSA's got hubs at all the telecommunications facilities listening to everything you're doing illegally. That's now admitted now. You know, I met with a fellow from a telecommunications company, an engineer, 15 years ago was how I knew about that. He said, I can't tell you what's classified, but I'm in order to do this. Here's what's open source. Look at the Telecommunications Act. I told you they'd be breaking in over cell phones with government alerts. It's all coming true. I wish it wasn't. Okay? If I do anything, and I apologize for this, I subconsciously hold back how bad this is. I mean, I told you the globalists run Al-Qaeda, and I have a stack of news here. Asia Times, Al-Qaeda flags fly over rebel-held Syria. That's today. More visible U.S. role expected in Syria in coming weeks. CNS News. You know, U.S. gets ready for this Israeli news. Quotes U.S. sources close to president saying he will join an Israeli attack. Israel test SMS missile. Alerts as Iran chatter grows. Syria video shows rebels throwing bodies off roof. Yeah, they're just executing. This goes on and on. And people are like, oh, Alex, don't fearmonger about war and all this. Did he hang up? Why'd he do that? I mean, you know, it's funny he brought up the Olympics. What am I supposed to do when we have whistleblowers saying this is what they're being told? I mean, are you going to call in if we don't have something in October or November happen? And say, oh, Alex, you made this up, nothing happened? I mean, what am I supposed to do? I've had countless police and others where they're having urban warfare drills in places like St. Louis, where they got tanks rolling around, say, yeah, we were told, you know, martial law in late October, early November. That's what I'm seeing all over. I'm not saying that's going to happen. But there's all these mainstream news articles and army manuals saying re-education camps for us and the government's arming to the teeth against us. And if we don't take this as a threat, they're going to get away with it. Don't you get that? God, you make me angry. Excuse me. Fernando, who's army. Fernando, what's your take on all this? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, there's a good article in Veterans Today by Gordon Duff. Have you had him on the show?
I think years ago. I think so.
He goes into, it was over the weekend, the Israelization of the United States police force.
And what's it break down?
Slowly, every police department in the United States, at the behest of Department of Homeland Security, is being trained by Israeli groups. As part of this training, there is an increased move to use military uniforms, armored vehicles, heavy weapons, etc.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw that first in the New York Times years ago. Yeah, Israeli groups are out of Israel, are training them basically how to shut down cities and turn everything in like it is in Palestine. Very creepy. And, yeah, it's Israel's used as a client to come in and like be the experts. But our taxpayer money pays to give M16s to all the Israeli citizens that want them, which I'm all for guns, but why is my gun bad then? I appreciate your call. Yeah, no, I'm fully aware of that. The ADL is basically a Mossad front, and they're teaching that basically America's bad and all this. It's just terrible. All right, we'll be right back with Jim. Mark, and others. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know, we don't screen your phone calls, and I'm more than happy to hear people that disagree with me. But when I covered the Olympics a few times, and sources saying that they were being told there'd be this big attack sometime after it, I said I thought that was to acclimate people to a police state, and that I didn't think there'd probably be an attack. But then that guy calls up and says, you said this was going to happen, it didn't happen. Look at what's happening overall. Look at the loss of liberty. Look at what's happening to the economy. Look at what the bureaucracies are doing. We're becoming an unfree country. The world is losing freedom. And world government is being announced. And censorship is increasing. Let's go back to the phone calls here. Let's go to Jim with info from Active Duty Marines. Go ahead, Jim. Tell us what's going on. Then we'll go to Mark, Steve, and others.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I wanted to say the previous caller, don't let that discourage you.
No, it doesn't. I just don't get these weak minds. I mean, clearly, there's public army manuals admitting re-education camps for us.
Yeah, I see it. You know, I have a friend that's a current military police, and he's pretty much in the dark about all this. I've turned him onto your program, onto your website. I've shared my login information, so you can go check it out. And he basically he's in shock. I mean, he doesn't see what's going on. I mean, nobody's telling him. So apparently, this is very compartmentalized. He's only about an E2 or an E3, I think. So, I think if this is going on, it's going on at the higher levels, definitely, off.
Well, yeah, just like Fast and Furious. But, I mean, we've got the articles with links. A lot of this is on the Army's own website. This is the re-education camps, the gun confiscation, the teaching the Army that the enemy is the Tea Party, and that they're going to have to take over the states. I mean, that's all there. It's just, I guess, the average people don't go read, the overall force structure. They just take orders. But, I mean, that's how the globalists get away with all this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think for the most part, most of you guys are young. They're out there. I wore a Marine Corps uniform. It was a source of pride, and you follow orders. I mean, that's what you're taught. There's a lot of us waking up. I mean, realizing that there's something wrong. There's something that's just not right about our country anymore, and. He's definitely waking up. He's waking people up. I ask him questions. Do you see any of this going on? He doesn't see any of this.
They're all. But they're training regular Army and Marines for riot control and stuff. That's not hidden. The Secretary of the Army, again, a month and a half ago in the CFR, said they want to put troops in every major city. So this is all really public. That's what's so weird for somebody like myself that sits here and studies it. It's all pretty much in the open. God bless you. Appreciate the call. That caller before last gets to me because the guy sounded like a nice person. And I guess he just wasn't sophisticated enough to understand that I didn't say the Olympics were going to get blown up. In fact, I said I thought it was hype, but we looked at it. Unbelievable. Let's go to Steve in Montana. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air. What's your info?
We're pulling over here on the side of the road. I got a friend of mine, Bob, here with me, too, that got the information firsthand. I'll let him tell you what it was.
Yeah, General Paul Valley used to be on Fox News. He's telling friends and relatives to stock up on the beans and the bullets up here in Kalispell, Montana.
So, again, sure, I'm hearing some of your people that are inside the system are saying get ready?
Absolutely. But he's been saying this for about a year now. Paul's been saying this, and I can't give my source, but anyway. The other thing is we got our National Guard up here in Montana. And Kalispell is being trained by a cadre of National Guardsmen out of Helena, Montana, in riot control. I talked to two different guardsmen and where I work, and the one kid was from Libby, Montana, and the other guy was from Kalispell, and he said they're getting training on civil unrest, as far as riot control.
Yeah, that's the game plan, and we're getting closer to the controlled collapse where you'll be begging for the military on the streets. But the point is, the globalists engineered it to then take our liberties. It'd be one thing if people were burning a city and got dealt with militarily, but you could just let the citizens be called in by the police. They could deal with it. If you let the citizens just be armed, the cities that will burn will be New York and Chicago where they disarm the people. But Obama has come out and said Chicago is the model of the country. Really?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I really feel sorry for people out there who are naive. I've been on air 17 years, and I have covered countless military drills, operations. I have confronted FBI agents at Waco. I'm not bragging about what I've done. I've run into quite a bit. That's how the good Lord set things up. And I've not seen one tenth of the persecution of the lady we're about to talk to or the people like Joe Bannister have gone through as a Treasury agent. He was able to beat their false charges. Sherry was not. But for those that haven't had people in the federal government call up and death threat their family and let them know they were just listening to your phone call, you know, heard you just talking to your mama. Now I'm going to cut your head off. For those that haven't experienced four guys beating you up in a parking lot, telling you to shut up or next time you're dead, you just don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to tell you right now, okay? You've got criminals at the top that are trying to manipulate good people throughout the system to do bad. That's why they tried to sell us that torture is good and secret arrest is good and cruise missiles are tough and armed drones are good and, you know, there's this threat, oh, Al-Qaeda. Oh, but now it's not Al-Qaeda. It's gun-owning conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists. It's a takeover, and they brag they did it. It's a banking takeover. Now they want physically control. They want a national security state over everything. All over the U.S., they got public school kids trained to spy on their parents. That's in the news. They're forcibly inoculating little kids all over the country without parental consent. We're already living under incredible tyranny. They're doing forced Gardasil shots, killing people all over Mexico right now. The Gardasil shots here killed a bunch of people. Rick Perry lied and said it was the law to take it. We're already living under crazy land. They're already grabbing little kids and putting them on chemotherapy and killing them. Just 2 weeks ago, Harvard came out with a decade-long study. I said over a dozen. It was more than 20 major in-depth studies that they collated and said, yes, sodium fluoride is brain-damaging the public. The IQ has been reduced everywhere it's used, and bone cancer's up sevenfold, and it's deadly poison. But if I go down to the city council, and I've done it, the mayor will laugh and walk off when we bring in scientists and top doctors, university heads, fly them in from all over the world to present this, and the mayor gets up and laughs. Okay? And that's this attitude. People have been so comfortable with evil for so long that you can't even recognize it anymore. Let me tell you what you will recognize, though, those of you that serve this system. You're going to recognize when you get that early diagnosis of cancer, or your kid does, or your wife or husband. You're going to get religion when the IRS comes and takes your house when you know you paid all the taxes that are unconstitutional to begin with. Now, I wish you don't have to go through this pain that a lot of people have had to go through to wake up. But this thing's coming to a head. I want to take a few calls. We're going to have Cherry Pill Jackson for the balance of the transmission today. We've got Joe Bannister in studio, former Treasury agent, who found out the IRS collects money for the private Federal Reserve, as Ronald Reagan's own commission showed. They arrested him twice and tried to put him in prison for it, but juries found him not guilty. That did not happen with Cherry Pill Jackson, who's got a new book coming out dealing with all of this. She was an IRS agent. We're going to be breaking down all this fraud where they're ordered to give out fake ID numbers, tax IDs, which then can be tied to Social Security numbers of real citizens, and then the citizens don't get their refund checks. The citizens get their bank accounts grabbed, and the IRS goes ahead with it. I've got the whistleblowers. You've seen the national news. I told you about it before it broke. I'm just so overworked, I couldn't collate it all together and couldn't get them in here. Been talking to one of them 3 years. There's a total collapse at the main IRS center nationwide here in Austin because they now know they work for a private Federal Reserve. They now know the money doesn't go to run the country. They now know that 70%+ of the new money they're getting is from retirees where they've changed the rules and are taking their money. We're going to get to her in a moment. And we're going to talk about all the fraud and context of this, not just her case, but you know, as a former fraud investigator, what she saw. Because the same thing she went through is now happening. But they can't jail all of them. But let me tell you, when these whistleblowers try to expose what's happening, they put them in prison. They put them in prison. My dad, in the 80s, lived in a middle-class area. They had the two nice cars. The IRS came and said, we've retroactively changed the rules. We want all this money, penalties, and interest. He said, but I've got all my receipts. I paid the taxes. They said, Mr. Jones, we're criminals. Pay us, we're going to put you in prison. Well, if you're not a criminal, they put you in prison. And we're going to be talking to her in a moment, but I'm also going to hit some other news here. But let's real quick take two calls. Mark in Texas, former police officer, current correctional officer. What's your intel on 1.4 billion rounds of 40 cal now purchased in the last year, 750 mil ordered last week by DHS, top story at Infowars.com. What's your take on this massive military buildup against the American people?
Well, Alex, you're a national treasure, by the way. My intake on it is one, they're gearing up. Okay, these shootings that are happening the other day, the so-called Batman shooting and the shooting at the Sikh temple, just goes to show you that they're setting things up. And by the way, I've connected the dots. I called a few weeks earlier after the I think it was last week, actually, about the Sikh shootings. And I said that I know about the right-wing websites. I go to both extreme right and extreme left-wing websites. I know my history. The Sikhs are not considered, first of all, a neo-Nazi would know that the Sikhs are not Muslims. And they also identify with the Indian people as a whole, because Himmler used to carry a copy of the Bhagata with him during the Nazi days. So, I mean, this is obvious that this was just a government setup. They figure people are stupid enough or ignorant enough not to understand this. And both of these guys have actually military mind control connections. And as far as the ammunition goes today, it's my opinion that they're gearing up. They're also trying to take a lot of this ammunition off the market, so we can't get it, because they know they can't really come down on the Second Amendment. So they're trying to dry up the ammunition pool.
You're right, but they could do anything. They could release a bioweapon, you name it. Everything is gearing up towards a design collapse, so we're so diverted by the collapse, they don't go to jail for Fast and Furious and the rest of it. Good to hear from you. Real fast, Jay in Indiana, you're on the air. You've got info on ammo deliveries. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jay. I hear you got the radio in the background.
I'm ready.
Put him on hold. We'll go back to him later. We're going to open the phones up later for Sherry, and he can give us his take then if he's still there. Let me get a few other news items that are up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Dozens of underwater drones deployed to the waters off Iran. Humans aren't going to be involved in the future because globalists want pre-programmed machines that will follow their orders. That's MIT's own statements. Again, Jerry Sandusky shared boys he molested with other high-profile pedophiles linked to Penn State as part of sex ring, Daily Mail. Of course he did. 100%. Raping kids in broad daylight in the middle of the field house. Of course. It's all the, you know, I told you Paterno knew. I told you they all knew. And notice a bunch of them are going to work for Homeland Security now. That's a pedophile organization at the top. That's why they've got it all compartmentalized. Imagine what they do behind national security. You name it. You can think of it or more. They're doing it. Scottish government plans Gardasil vaccinations during new school term. Doesn't matter how many kids they kill. That's a Don Salazar, InfoWars.com report. Europe must further centralize fiscal power, claims Fed boss Bernanke. Again, major banks told to prepare for collapse, and that during a collapse, they have to prepare to be able to stay afloat, provide their own police, you name it, security, that the federal government isn't going to help them. They're telling them, get ready for every man for himself. Record gun permits by Goldman Sachs employees in New York, which you got to just jump through total hoops to get, but they're able to get them as the mafia. Two earthquakes, again, have hit Iran, injuring 5,000, killing 300. Continuing here, total surveillance police state NYPD reveals new massive 40 million supercomputer spy system. Continuing here, UK may soon vote to leave the EU despite massive pressure. That's a new American up at InfoWars.com. Megabanks plan for collapse with contingency plans with private police force. Again, I already mentioned that, but there's that report by Suzanne Pozell up at InfoWars.com with all the links. Daryl Issa to sue Eric Holder today over Fast and Furious. That's just some of the news that we've got here, some other TSA news. Also, CNN suspends journalist Fareed Zakaria for plagiarism. You know, it's so easy in your article to just quote somebody and give them credit. But the point here is that he came out and said ban guns a few weeks ago. Their ratings are plunging. He has the lowest ratings of all. They just want to get rid of him. They're all a bunch of plagiarists over there. All they do is regurgitate the same baloney over and over again. Continuing here, we are now going to, for the balance of the transmission, look at the IRS scandal. And we're going to look at it from within the organization. Again, Joe Bannister heard a radio show back in, 1997 in California. The next 2 years, he researched it. He was an armed Treasury agent, you know, the type they send out with the IRS to raid your house. And he heard that the IRS collected money for the private Federal Reserve. He heard none of it went to run the country. He heard it was all a fraud, that the elites didn't pay the tax, which is now admitted. And he said, I respect this talk show host. I'm going to go disprove this and then demand to be on the show, basically. I was the first person to go interview him. I went out and interviewed him in California, first person for video. It was, I think at first it was a Media Bypass or, you know, Media Bypass. Did the first interview. And the point is, and that's in one of my documentaries, and then they twice tried to put him in jail. So he said, you know, I need a response to this. And they just said, nah, just give us your resignation. Just for asking. Now, Sherry Peel Jackson was part of the national ads that were put together by what, We the People in USA Today. And she was a fraud investigator. She spoke out. They arrested her, and they found a jury to put her in jail. Just absolutely disgusting. She's a former certified public accountant and fraud examiner with 28 years experience in public, private, and governmental accounting. Ms. Jackson conducts basic and advanced financial education seminars and classes across the U.S. She was instructed financial survival classes for various organizations, including private companies, youth groups, and nonprofit groups. She's also a Christian author and speaker. She was thrust in the national spotlight for taking a stand against government fraud and theft and landed in federal prison for 3 years. While behind bars, Ms. Jackson experienced God like never before. She's such a nice lady. I interviewed her before she was sent to prison. She used her time in prison to form a spiritually intimate relationship with the Lord, minister to other inmates, and write several books and journals. Ms. Jackson's first four books are currently being published and will be available for distribution in September 2012. They are coming out on time next month. She formed Wake the People International Ministry to bring a candid Christian worldview to social and political area and to provide a counterpoint to mainstream media. Ms. Jackson lives in Stone Mountain, Georgia, with her husband, Colin. She has two grown children. Ms. Jackson lectures on several topics. Deception of dismantling of the U.S. and other countries. The reality of modern-day slavery. The American prison system. The detention. Deterioration of the American backbone. The violation of citizens' rights. The silencing of the church. Destruction of the family. The financial crisis, real or created. Solutions to our current predicament. SherryPeelJackson.org is the website, SherryPeelJackson.org. And I pre-order a book. It's coming out next month. And when I start getting tears in my eyes when I have somebody on like her, because they put her in prison for no reason for the truth. And these IRS agents that have come out and are now whistleblowing, they'll end up getting killed or something. I mean, that's how evil this system is, where they're handing out citizens' IDs so they can be set up and have their identity stolen for illegal aliens. I mean, the same government shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They are so evil. Tell us about your journey, Sherry, at the IRS, when you woke up, what you did, and the fact that they tried to put basically everybody who was in those USA Today full-page ads in prison. Some were sent, some beat it. I mean, you're just modern-day heroes. I mean, you went to prison for 3 years because of your Christian faith not allowing you to be involved in evil. And if more people just stood up like you did, nobody'd have to go to prison. We'd turn this around. But it's people like you that we all stand on your shoulders. Sherry Peel Jackson, I salute your courage. Tell us in the next 3-4 minutes before we go to break about yourself, your journey, your awakening. We'll come back, talk about prison, and then we'll look at the latest IRS fraud from an expert fraud investigator. What's happening? Sherry Peel Jackson, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on your show. I really appreciate you for everything that you've done. I actually did not learn about the fraud until after I left. I left the IRS in 95 because, as a Christian mother, I felt like I was putting too much time into what was going on outside of the household. So I came home to be Jim Cleaver. And at that point, I guess people felt freer to ask me questions. And the years 1999 and 2000, people were asking a lot of questions about, you know, is this income tax real? And it got to the point where pastors were asking me. So I started trying to do research, found out about the USA Today, the first ad that We the People put out. And within that ad was a challenge, a $50,000 challenge for anybody to prove that Americans, people that work and live within the 50 states, are liable for the income tax. So, you know, $50,000 to me, pretty good amount of money. And started doing research, and a couple of weeks later, I was stuck. I still had my codes and regulations and all these things in front of me, but I wasn't finding what I needed to win that $50,000. And the thing that really woke me up and snapped the light on was actually the Federal Reserve being not federal and then collecting $40 million an hour in interest from the American people. And I thought about, wait a minute, this is slavery. So I started digging more and ended up finding out about We the People and Joe Bannister, and everything went on from there.
And then they set you up and threw you in prison.
Yeah, well, I became more than a low-flying gnat at that point, especially the late, great Aaron Russo's movie, America, Freedom, and Fascism, when that came out. I guess that really set them off.
By the way, that was seen by about 50 million people conservatively. That was a big deal.
Great. I was hearing that people over in the Middle East our soldiers over there have been seeing the movie. As a matter of fact, when I was in the prison, I got letters from soldiers. You know, they blessed my heart because they are becoming aware of what's really happening here in our country.
Did the jail guards know they had a completely innocent person in there?
Yeah, some of them actually did come up to me sometimes and pull me aside and say, I didn't know you were a celebrity. And, you know, at the little jail houses that I was at and the prison, you know, at least one person every time came up to me and said, I know who you are. So it was interesting. But again, they're locked in a job. They don't want to speak out because they are afraid. The fear in this country is breathtaking, Alex.
That's right, and we've got to get past the fear if we're going to get saved here. It's the fear that lets the evil take over.
That's true. That's true, and I don't know. People don't understand that. But we've gotten in a comfort zone that, unfortunately, is taking the country down.
And it is going down fast. Wow. Sherry Peel Jackson. And, but I remember later you were in some of the USA Today ads, correct? Because I remember seeing
them. Yes, I was, yes.
Yeah, I think they did a whole one just on you.
Yes.
Boy, they came and arrested you for that because the country's so free. Wow. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic. $4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Jackson is our guest. We're going to open the phones up coming up later in the next hour if you want to get involved on air right now. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I know we have police and military holding, but we ran into our guests. You guys can disconnect if you want and call back when we cover this topic again. I don't want to make you sit there and hold. Now we've shifted out into the IRS that we didn't get until 1913. Doesn't run the country, doesn't fund things. It's all a fraud. That's why you hear Google and General Electric don't pay taxes, or they pay like 2%, 3%. Some years, nothing. They've all set it up where they're exempt. Okay? This doesn't run the country. All the other taxes do. It's a total fraud, just like all the other Ponzi schemes that are going on. We're going to go back to Sherry Pill Jackson here in a moment and go through the latest scandals, but also what she discovered the IRS really was, what the income tax was, how they set her up, put her in prison. We're going to have Joe Bannister pop in at the bottom of the next hour to talk about Sherry's case. They tried to put him in jail twice. He had to get jury trials to beat him. This is over their First Amendment. So pretty amazing seeing their First Amendment's criminal. They put Peter Schiff's father, Irwin Schiff, in prison. He's still in there for writing a book. I mean, listen, they don't like people talking about this because it is a fraud and it's provable. That's coming up. If you want to support the broadcast and get great products that I use and believe in, whether it's the ProPure gravity-fed filters that we have 10% off, already the lowest price out there, that's at InfoWarsShop.com, or the book Clouded Titles, or Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, all the books, the videos, the T-shirts, everything, InfoWarsShop.com, or link through at InfoWars.com. Again, that's InfoWarsShop.com. We'll put that URL up on screen for folks. Sherry, this is a short segment. Just wanted to introduce you in this hour. A whole other hour coming up. But briefly, and we'll talk about your case when we come back. What did you discover the income tax was from your own research as a former IRS fraud investigator?
I discovered that it doesn't apply to us. There's a lot of research out there. I think that they make it difficult. I think that they separate things in different books. And the easiest way to deceive people is to hide things in these books, these codes and regulations. So when you research them, the first thing that people do is they get bogged down and they give up. But people like Larkin Rose and Tommy Cryer and Joe Bannister and D.V. Kidd and others, they didn't give up. And when you get down to the bottom of it, it's just a gigantic monster with tentacles that is daily, regularly raping us. It's not something that we, as people that live here, should be paying. It's for non-resident aliens and foreign corporations for the privilege of working here. They are the ones that should pay the taxes. Imposts, excises, duties, and tariffs should be paid by other countries. Yet, through some special deals, these other countries are not paying. For instance, from what I understand, countries like China don't have to pay any excises and duties. At least.
Yeah, so it's really written as a tariff, but then it only applies on us when you're not supposed to apply tariffs to domestic groups. And it's just like the illegal aliens are above the law.
Right, right. So the whole thing is just a big fraud, and people are being... We're being demoralized. We have God-given rights and our right to live and be able to support ourselves and our families have been run over. Because if you can tax a man 1%, you can tax him 100%, and he's a slave.
The power to tax is the power to destroy, and our tax policies are set by offshore banks that now brag they've captured the country. Always remember that. They now brag everywhere that we are captured slaves. Sherry Pill Jackson, sherrypilljackson.org. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available.
available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.